You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. This week, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration from immediately banning a pair of Chinese-owned apps in the United States, TikTok and WeChat. But while many Americans may be more familiar with TikTok, WeChat is a cornerstone of the immigrant Chinese community in the U.S., and banning that app could have major implications for New York's Chinese community, and especially Chinese restaurants. Tony Lin wrote about this for the website Eater, and he joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Tony.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me.
So we're referring to WeChat as a messaging app, but for listeners who might not be that familiar with it, it is used for a lot more than just texting, right?
Yeah, WeChat is the third biggest messaging app, but basically it has its own social media function, like Twitter. People can use WeChat to pay each other, and it has these mini programs, so you can use it to order a massage, get food, hail a cab. Anything you can do on a web browser, you can do it and more.
So why is WeChat, this app in particular, so important for new immigrants in the U.S.?
Basically, many of them, their entire digital existence is built around WeChat. Their social life, their work, everything is on WeChat. And yeah, honestly, for me, I as a food writer, I can't really trust English reviews on, on Chinese food these days. WeChat actually has become the biggest source of Chinese restaurant review in New York City. There have been such a huge influx of international students and high-skilled workers these days coming to live in New York, and that's why there is such a market for people to write and to consume food and put a review out there. That also kind of contributes to a sudden rise of local, authentic, regional Chinese food in New York City.
How do Chinese restaurants use WeChat? Like, what is the difference between that and using something like Seamless?
First of all, Seamless has pretty high commission fee, much like many other delivery platforms. Sometimes it can go as high as 30%. And to set up a WeChat group and take orders there, it's completely free. And you know that people who join the WeChat group, not only they love Chinese food, they know how to order their food, and they're definitely willing to pay for good Chinese food. So it's much better targeted marketing. And also, this actually allow a lot of people living in upstate New York and New Jersey to pull orders so their restaurant can do long distance delivery once or twice a week.
So Tony, if the Trump administration is successful in getting WeChat banned after a judge hears this case in January, what does that mean for Chinese restaurants in New York City?
Honestly, the ban is so vague that a lot of people don't really know what that means, including myself. There have been discussions about taking WeChat off app stores and also ban all the transactions on WeChat. But what does that mean? I think the bigger issue is a huge amount of people in Chinese American community use WeChat for everything. And taking away WeChat is kind of like taking away Facebook, Twitter, message all together in a day. So that's not just about the day-to-day operation of restaurants. It's basically taking a huge part of their digital life away.
Yeah. Tony Lin is a journalist and documentarian. You can read his story, What the Proposed Ban on WeChat Means for New York City Chinese Restaurants, on Eater.com. Tony, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.